It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Good evening and welcome to the Al Wheeler Activity Center here on the campus of Peru State College in Peru, Nebraska, where we're getting set for college basketball this evening in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Benedictine being hosted by Peru State. Hello again, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counsel here courtside. We're set for what promises to be a couple of really competitive, closely matched kind of games. And crowd continue to file in a little bit early. They're still making their way in, and it should be a good one by the time this one is going. And by the time the guys game is going, it should be a very full house. Tell you what, we're going to take a brief break. We'll be back, bringing to the starters a bit of insight into the game, and then the tip-off for the ladies' game, the first of two of our Hoops doubleheader. We'll be back right here in Nebraska.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's value its menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The value-its menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back again to Peru, Nebraska. We're getting set to go here with the ladies' game. Have a good rest announcer beginning to introduce the starters to the crowd. Let me share them with you. First of all, for Peru State, crew under head coach Ian Holleran. He is in his first season. Now he's actually taking over the helm of his team shortly before season began this year. Peru comes into the game at 8-16. Overall, they are 4-14 in the conference, and they're going to be starting Haley Ingram. She's a 5'6" sophomore from Burke High School in Omaha. Another 5'6" sophomore is Maddie Duncan. She's out of Sydney High School and lives in Hamburg, Iowa. It is redshirt senior, 5'8" forward, Jacinka Mosley. She's out of Iowa Central Community College, hometown Shenandoah. From Mount Air, Iowa, the 5'8" sophomore, Samantha Stewart, and rounding it out, a name familiar to many listeners in the Care area, Julie Miller. Julie's a 6'2", now a senior from Easton, Kansas, a grad of Pleasant Ridge High School. For Buck Benedict and Lady Ravens in 21st season, head coach Chad Folsom. Benedictine is going to be starting Allie Kramer, a 5'7" junior from Nemaha Central in Seneca, Kansas. Riley Wade from Olathe, she's a junior and 5'9". From McCabe and Mount Carmel Catholic High School in Wichita, Jennifer Jacobs, a 6'1" sophomore. Aaliyah Raines is a 5'8" senior from Jeff West High School in Meriden, Kansas. And at the 5 for Benedictine, Kyra Misuraka, a junior. She's 6'3" from Mustang, Oklahoma. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. For Peru State, it is a home white with royal blue. Don't forget the Guyans game coming up after this one, so do not go away. We're anticipating about a 7:30-ish tip-off for that, kind of depending on the duration of our first one here. Geographically, let me give you a bit of the lay of the land. I am sitting on the floor right between the scorer's table and the Benedictine bench. Coach Folsom is an arm's length away. We could be shaking hands from here. And so we are on the floor, and sometimes the vision here isn't so good, but we'll see what happens to the ball. Tip away, pulled out by Peru State. Lady Bobcats are going to have it to begin things. Peru to basketball, around to the right side with it. It's going to be Maddie Duncan. Dumps it over to the left side to Stewart. Back out top side to Haley Ingram. Ingram's going to pull the trigger on a three. Too hard off the back of the rim, and Benedictine is going to rebound it down. It'll be cleared away for BC. Aaliyah Raines comes up with a basketball. We'll bring it up the floor. Half a minute into the game, still scoreless. The feed to the right side, turning in. The shot up and good. Jennifer Jacobs with the first bucket of the evening for the Lady Ravens. Benedictine brings out on top 2-0. 9:20 to go in the first quarter. Through down the floor, Maddie Duncan comes top side to Stewart. Samantha come about a step and a half above the free throw line straight away. Misses the 18-footer. Rebound Benedictine. Miss Shiraka. Outlet JJ. Turn shoots. Missed it. The driving layup too hard off the backboard. Caroms out beyond the front lip of the rim. Peru State's going to bring it the other way, and Ingram will take it down the court. Here's a shot for Julie. No good. Rebounded off the floor by Riley Wade. BC taking it the other way. Kramer weaves her way into the forecourt. Thompson is going to go. Raines into the lane. Jacobs drives in, pushes it back on top. 18 on the shot clock. Benedict with plenty of time. Riley Wade is going to chase the ball down. Has to track it down near midcourt, but saves it in. Here's Raines for three. A little too long. And another rebound cleared down by Peru State, Haley Ingram. It is still a 2-0 BC lead. We're down at 8:20 to go in the first quarter. Over to the right side, going to be Julie Miller with the ball. Back off on top. They'll get it to Mosley. Pushes out to Ingram. She'll go from 17, knock it down. Haley Ingram ties the game. We are even at 2. And 2 minutes in. BC walks it up the floor. Allie Kramer has the ball slapped out of her hands into the scorer's table just to my left. And it will be back to Benedictine right at midcourt. 7:50 to play in the opening quarter. 2-2 game. Hard to believe that the season rocketing by like it is my count, if it's accurate, 4 more regular season games for Benedictine this season. So it's moving briskly and winding down fast. Over to the right side with it, BC. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Turnaround shot, Miss Shiraka off the Whittaman too strong. Rebound is going to be final to 4 and taken away by Ingram. Here comes PSU. Crew down the left side. thinking about the three, launching the three, and it will not go in. Rebound hustled after it and taken down by Aaliyah Raines. Benedict can back up the floor. Raines will run it down the left side. 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Raines coast to coast, and the layup is good. Aaliyah Raines' first bucket of the game puts Benedict back in front by a pair, and we're down to 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Neither team has gone to the bench yet, 3 minutes in, but Benedict's about ready to do that. Quickly checking in at the scorer's table. Grace is going to come up there, and also Michaela. Shot goes up, rebound Benedict off the miss. Lady Ravens running down the floor, kicking it all the way. Kramer dumps it over to the right side, and as the shot goes up, a foul gets called. BC coming to the free throw line. 6:58 to go in the opening quarter. Foul is going to be on Samantha Stewart. It'll be her first. That is the first foul of the game. Roddy Wade will come out. Kyra Mishiwaka comes out. And Allie Kramer comes out for Benedictine. In for the Lady Ravens. Grace Dixon, the 6'1 freshman from Manhattan, is the first free throw by Jacobs. Is up and good. Also in the game for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6 sophomore from Eisenhower High in Goddard. Second free throw, got them both. And rounding it out, a player who I visited at some length with her family, who's come down from Blair, Nebraska, about an hour or so north of here, Michaela Bauman, the 5'8 freshman. Those are the Benedictine five on the court, 6.5 to play in the opening quarter. BC has pushed together a 6-2 lead. Here's a jump from the outside. No good. Julie follows it. And hangs on the rim all that time. It does not go in. Benedictine up the floor. Jacobs brings it down. Dumps it over to the right side to Kennedy. Nicholson comes back out on top. Grace Dixon goes left side. Raines back out top side. It goes Michaela. She drives to the left. Launches it across court. Nicely saved over there by Kennedy. Nicholson will feed to Dixon at the free throw line. Back, it'll come to the right side. Bauman back to Dixon. Goes 17-foot. No. And rebound swept down by Peru State. Into the game for Peru State is going to be Kaylin Larry. So Kaylin will have the rebound, and Peru is back on offense. Benedictine by four. 5:47 to go in the opening quarter. Women's college basketball here on Care Radio tonight. Here's a three. Set sailing short. And rebound Raines. Aaliyah Raines will have her third rebound already this afternoon. Well, now into the early evening. And as the pass goes into the middle, we have some contact. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Benedictine. Whistle's going to be on Raines. Jennifer Jacobs will check out of the game for Benedictine. And into the lineup is going to be Twyla Carasquillo, the 5'10" senior from Verona, Missouri. And Peru State back up the floor. 6-2 Lady Ravens at 5:25 to go in the first. Over to the left side, through. It's going to be Maddie Duncan. Drives all the way around, almost to the baseline. Pulls up her dribble, gets trapped near the sideline. Able to get a pass out on top to Ingram. She'll feed it to Julie from 16. Up just above the free throw line is no good. Offensive rebound, Mosley. Dumps it over to the right side. Larry puts the shot up. No. Rebound, and we've got players all over the floor. And if this is going to stop playing, make sure that everybody gets to their feet and that they are okay. Twyla was on the bottom of that stack and got the worst of it, but was very smart. As she's on the floor, uses both arms to cover her head up and make sure nobody landed on top of her, banging her head on the floor. So she's just fine. And the Ravens are going to put it in play and come back up court with it. 4:57 to go in the opening quarter. 6-2, BC in front. Here's a couple of teams with so similar records. Driving in, Michaela. Nobody steps in front of her, and she misses the layup. And now we're going to have a foul on the look at the rebound, and it is going to be on Twyla. So Twyla picking up her first foul tonight. For Benedictine, it's going to be team foul two. 4:47 to go in the first quarter. Ravens are going to bring back into the game Allie Kramer. She's got Kramer and Nicholson up top side. Bauman, Dixon, and trying to see across who's on the other side. Bauman, Dixon, and Carasquillo. Here's a shot up wide left. Rebound BC and a foul in the middle as the ball is coming in or bounding away. And it is going to be on Jacinta Mosley. So Blue State, personal foul number two. go. That's going to be on Benedict, and that's going to be on Twyla, her second. I thought she'd call number 20, but they're showing at 21. So Twyla Carrasquillo picks up her second foul very quickly. And Free State has the basketball inbounds. It's going to be mishandled on top for a moment by Duncan, but she's able to recover. Dribbles down toward the baseline. Bauman cuts her off. Back over to the left. It's going to go to Williams. Olivia Williams has come into the game. Here's a running shot in the side. Batted away by Bauman. And BC bringing it up the floor. Here comes Kennedy. Race down the right side. Takes it off on top. Dixon. Swings it over to the left side. Kramer down to the baseline now. Backing in. Backing in. The turnaround shot with the left hand is going to be up and good. Jennifer Jacobs has six. It is now 8-2, Benedictine. And we're just inside four to go. Here's a shot from the outside. It's a long two that's going to be up and in. 8-4, Benedictine. 3:45 to go in the first. BC going from right to left across your dial in this first half. Top side is going to be JJ. Drew State stays with their player defense. Here's Bauman. Back out on top to Kramer, left side to Jacobs, slapped out of her hands out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedict, and they'll track that thing down. For Benedict, then 8 points. Jennifer Jacobs with six, and Aaliyah Raines with the other two. Camera Miss Uraka will come back in for Coach Folsom. BC looking to bring it in out of their offensive end. 3.5 to go, opening quarter. Kyra backs in, comes out on top. Shot clock to three, shot clock to two, shot clock to one, and they don't get one off. So the team on the floor unaware of the clock, and Benedictin will not get a shot on goal. Giving it back to Peru State, now with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. It is 8-4, Lady Ravens in front. Talking about the similarity between these teams, how about this? Each team is 8-16 on the season. Benedictin is 5-13 in the conference. Peru is 4-14 in the conference. So only one game separating them in the conference. Here's a driving layup from the left side. It's going to be up and good. A little underhand shot. And now we got a player coming up holding her midsection. Olivia Williams, who hit that shot, is not going to holding onto her stomach a little bit. And we will have a foul. And I think she kind of wants out of the game, but no move by Coach Hollering to make that happen. And Williams will pick up that foul. It is her first. And for Peru State, team foul two. Benedictine brings it in. 2:40 to go and rolling in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens with the ball, leading by two. 3-point shot. Kennedy make it leading by five. Now wait, are they going to wave off the shot? There was a foul by Benedictine. And the question is, the shot is not going to count. So Jennifer Jacobs is going to pick up a foul, and a nice three-point shot by Kennedy Nicholson will be waved away. And the BC lead continues to be only two. 8-6, Lady Ravens. 2.5 to go in the first. Peru State weaves first to the right side, then to the left. Pulls back, 17-foot shot, and now we're going to get a foul by Peru off the basketball. And it's going to be another one on Olivia Williams. So Olivia will have her second foul. 2:27 to go. Julie Miller is going to come back in for Peru. And the Lady Bobcats are going to put a little pressure on them inbound. And then as the ball comes in play, they'll back away and pick up the player defense at midcourt. 8-6 BC. Benedictine hitting 38% of their shots. Peru hitting 20% of theirs. Here's a three from the right side for Riley. Wade, no good. Peru rebounds it back down. Neither of these teams is red hot to begin the game today. Peru down the right side. It's going to be Larry with the ball. Feeds over outside the left block. Skip pass comes back out on top. Larry will step inside, put up the long two, and hit it. We're tied. Kaylin Larry has four. It is an 8-8 ball game with a minute 45 to go. Opening quarter. BC back up the floor. Benedictine hasn't scored in 2.5 minutes now. Here's a jump shot. It stands on the rim and crawls in for Jacobs. Jennifer Jacobs, 8 of Benedictine's 10. Lady Ravens back up by a pair. And we're at a minute 25 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a drive to the baseline. Nobody steps in front. And the driving layup is going to be good by Danielle Howard. That's our first look at Danielle Howard on the floor tonight. She's a 5'8 freshman from Uniontown, Kansas. Back up the floor again comes Benedictin, and again we're tied. Now at 10. Jacobs feeds across. It's going to be stolen away. Here comes Peru. Howard racing up the floor, taking it down the left side with the left-hand dribble, throws it across, and Ravens will pick up another foul. And there is no 11. 10. So Allie Kramer picks up the foul. And there will be two free throws coming here for Danielle Howard. So Howard has just tied the game with the last possession, puts up a free throw, and puts Peru in front. Howard's third point of the game, and Peru leads for the first time this afternoon. We're down to 55 seconds to go in the opening quarter. One more shot coming up here from the young lady from Kansas, and she will hit them both. It rattled around a little bit, a bit of an adventure, but got it to fall, and Benedictine is down by two. The inbound pass comes all the way to the near midcourt to Miss Uraka, and up the floor with it is going to come Allie. Kramer starts left, goes out on top, Jacobs, right side, range, beautiful backdoor, Miss Uraka shoots it, and she was, I thought she was going to go off the backboard, then I thought she was going to shoot at the rim, she did neither one, the shot misses, and Benedictine trying to steal the ball back will knock it out of bounds at the baseline. Peru going to the bench, and back into the game will come Maddie Duncan. 31 seconds left in the opening quarter, 24 on the shot clock. Peru leading by two has it in at their end. Looking for a cutter down underneath the goal. Not finding that. We'll bring it out to Duncan. Took it between the circles to Ingram. And now back and way out on top is going to be Caitlin Larry. Caitlin just handling it, milking the clock down a little bit. There are about 7 seconds between the game clock and the shot clock. Here's a pass on the right side to Ingram. She'll start into the lane left, turn back to the right. It's going to be blocked by Raines. And the official from the backside, who absolutely couldn't see that play, is going to call a personal foul. The foul is going to be Raines' first personal. And at the line, Haley Ingram. Ingram has 2 points tonight. This will be her first free throw opportunity of the evening, and it bounces around and fails. She'll have one more shot coming up here with only 12 seconds to play in the opening quarter. We have seen a lot of fouls already tonight. Second free throw. She'll knock it in. It is now a 13-10 lead for Peru. BC brings it up the court with 8. Driving in, Raines is going to be called for a offensive foul. And the same official making these calls over and over again. So for Aaliyah, it'll be 2 fouls. And we've got 6 seconds to play in the first. Peru will have it up the floor. That's plenty of time to get that thing up court and get a shot away. Up the floor, left side with 1 second. They are going to get the shot off of the buzzer. It's not really close in the opening quarter. It's wild. It was not particularly well played, and it's behind us. We'll be back here in Peru, Nebraska, after one in the ladies' game. Peru State 13, Benedictine 10.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
We're back with you in Peru, Nebraska. Well, Joseph, we've given them all a shank and a twist, and we'll see how things work. Coming out of the opening quarter, Benedictine finds themselves trailing 13-10. BC is led by Jennifer Jacobs, 8 of the Lady Ravens' 10 points. Benedictine is 4 of 11 shooting the ball, 36%. Peru is 5 of 18 shooting the ball. Neither team has been able to hit a 3-point shot yet. BC is 0 for 2. Peru is 0 for 5. 3-point shooting so far here in this first quarter. Lady Ravens are going to have the ball in play. It'll come in at midcourt. Bauman will bring it in, and Kramer will bring it up. Benedictine with the ball to begin the second. Bauman will have it on top. She'll work her way to the left side, swings it over Riley Wade, backdoor bounce pass was the design of that play, but it's going to be kicked out of bounds by Kalen Larry. Kalen Larry has come into the game in the 5'5", but junior from Little Rock, Arkansas, out of Fort Scott Community College. She's coming in and giving her team a bit of a spark. BC will bring it in again. It's going to be Jacobs, feeds it topside. The long two is up and good. Kyra Misuraca will have her first point of the game. Benedictman is back within one at 13-12. Grew down the floor with it. Trying to send a BC a switch. No, this is going to stay with a little player defense. And now a hook pass over to the right side. Looking for Julie Miller, but the pass was errant. It was well behind her, certainly uncatchable. It's going to go out of bounds, and BC will have it in play from deep in the backcourt with 9:20 to go in the first half. Prue's going to apply full court pressure on the upcourt play. It'll be Jacobs to bring it in and Allie Kramer to bring it up. Kramer guarded all the way by Kalen Larry. She'll hold up the dribble, kick it over to the right side to Bauman. Michaela looks into the middle, goes topside Jacobs, shot clock at a dozen. Jacobs goes left side, feeds underneath. Michaela goes up with a shot, but there was a foul called and contact before the shot. And another offensive foul is going to be called on Benedictine. This one is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. It'll be her second foul. First foul of the second quarter by either team. DC quickly going to go to the bench and checking into the game for the first time tonight is going to be St. Joe, Missouri, native out of Bishop LeBlanc High School, 5'11 freshman Kiana Herrera. 9 minutes to go in the half. Lady Raymond's trail by one. Drew up the floor. Larry's going to take it down the left side. Pumps it off on top. Ingram. She'll slide right. Goes from 18. It's very wide to the right side. The rebound is going to be tipped out. Chased down by Bauman. BC's going to run. Bauman coming down the court. She's one on about three defenders. Comes out on top to Kramer. The lob goes underneath. On the floor one time. The shot is up and way too strong for Herrera. BC rebounds it down. The shot from the top. There's a three by Allie Kramer for her first bucket of the game. And Benedictine goes in front at 15-13. 8:20 to go in the half. BC has led in the game by as many as six. And here's a travel in the middle. It is. As Peru State came up the court, Benedictine defense doing a nice job there, forcing the turnover. And both coaches really rotate players in and out of the game. Maddie Duncan is out there for Peru State, Howard, Larry Stewart, and Miller. BC gets it to midcourt to Misuraca, brings it off on top, and Allie Kramer will run the offense from the one. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Over to the left side with it is going to be Herrera. Back out on top. Bauman, she'll drive it around the right side. Looking in, Misuraca. Jumbled up, comes out topside, shot clocks at four. Kramer gets underneath, feeds it in the middle, and she's going to step on the baseline. So Kramer's going to turn it over, and Benedictine does not get a shot away again. Hitting by a pair. BC's going to make a change at the point guard spot. Kramer will check out, and back in comes Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson, Bauman, Wade, Herrera, Misuraca. That's your Benedictine five. 7:40 to go in the opening half. Crew up the floor. Larry has it. Really nonchalantly just dribbles the ball up topside. Works the way around to the right in front of Riley Wade. Plays off a screen by Julie. Shot is going to be up. No good. And the rebound underneath by Benedictine. Coming up with it is Bauman. Outlets to Herrera. She'll lose it, pick it up, gets it out to Kennedy, and she'll run the BC offense. 7:11 to go in the half. Lady Ravens with the basketball leading it only by two. Misuraca hands it over. Bauman, she'll throw it out on top. The feed over to the left. Misuraca on the floor once, dumps it to the baseline. Feeds on top. Nicholson for three. Yes! Kennedy Nicholson! And we're going to get a Peru timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break with the Lady Bobcats. We've got 7:02 to go in the opening half in Peru, Nebraska. Benedictine, 18, Peru State, 13.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, it's Roback. Wheeler Activity Center. Peru State will put the ball in play. Benedictine is going to press it, have it, and knock it away. Peru State is going to steal it back. There's a big collision topside. Is it a block? Is it a charge? It's going to be a block on Riley Wade. Riley will have her first foul this evening. Benedictine team foul two in the second quarter. Lady Ravens have been whistled for a lot of fouls already tonight. It'll be put in play right in front of us here by Peru State's Samantha Stewart out of Mount Air, Iowa. Pass over to the right side in front of the BC bench to Stewart. Goes long cross court. Left side. The three is launched and short. Rebound. Tipped around. Now it's on the floor. Paddling for it. Jumping on top of the ball. Miss Jiraka. Kyra. That was a great aggressive effort to recover the basketball. The jump ball ensues. In possession. Goes to Peru State. Shot clock's going to reset to 20 with 6:40 to go in the half. 18-13, Benedictine in front. Peru will look in, still trying to get it in. Finally goes over to the right side. Larry will go in, shot blocked, and another foul by Benedictine. The same official has called all of it. This foul is going to be on Herrera. Kiana Herrera with 6:38 to go. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Peru State and Kaitlin Larry. Her free throw, well short. Larry with 4 points in the game. That was her first free throw opportunity of the night. Does not connect on that. Benedictine continues to lead by five at 18-13. Second free throw, airborne, and she'll hit it. Kaitlin Larry has 5 points. Benedictine leads by four. And now full court pressure. The ball is going to be thrown away and lost by Herrera. She tries to bring it up the floor. Not typically her job. Bounces it off her ankle. It goes out of bounds right here into the scorer's table. And Peru State and Daniel Howard putting it back in play. 6.5 to go in the half. Again, topside with it is going to be Kaitlin Larry. She did not start the game, but has been in there for more PT than any of the starters. 15-footer for Julie Miller won't go. And a rebound, Benedictine. Herrera comes down with a basketball. Kennedy Nicholson coming up the court. Lobs it off on top. Players knocked all around, knocked to the floor. It's going to be Riley Wade. No foul call on that one. Coach down happy, and I can't argue with that. 6:10 to go in the half. BC will put it in. Michaela brings it all the way into the backcourt to Kennedy. Nicholson walks it up, crosses it to the center with a right-hand dribble. Skips it to Misty Rock above the three-point circle. Kicks it over to Herrera. Back out on top, Bauman will go three. Off the back of the rim, rebound, taken away by Julie Miller. Peru State back in control of the basketball. Ravens lead by four, 5:45 to go in the half. David with a beautiful pass and an easy layup underneath. Stewart has her first point of the game. And the Lady Raven lead trimmed to two. And 5:40 to go in the half. Now, Miss Jiraka brings it up the floor. You don't see a 6'3 push it up the court very often. And now, as Kiana Herrera tries to drive in, we will have a Peru State foul. The foul is going to be the second for Samantha Stewart. And we've got 5:27 to go. Here in the first half of the ladies game. Hope you're enjoying. This is 6:02. I got to tell you that hope you're enjoying Benedictine basketball on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Oh, yeah. Here's the Ravens driving in. Little crossover layup. Won't go down. And the rebound's lost out of play to Peru. But it was a beautiful drive and a nice effort by Michaela Bauman. Just couldn't get it to fall in. Still an 18-16. Benedictine lead at 5:19 to go. Peru will walk it up the floor. Kaitlin Larry. Again, I'm mystified by the fact that she did not start tonight. Here's a pass to the left side. to Daniel Howard, who travels with the basketball. Benedictine going to the bench. We're going to get Raina Jasper in for the first time tonight. Raina's a 5'6 sophomore from Garnett, Kansas. And, of course, you're familiar with Anderson County High School. Raina with a left hand will dribble into the forecourt. We go inside 5 minutes of play in the opening half of the ladies' game. Franny Wade comes up toward the top, holds it up high, feeds in the middle, backing in, twisting. Grace Dixon shot no, and she got fouled by Julie Miller. Julie will collect her first foul of the evening. And it will be Peru team foul 2 of the second quarter. Benedictine, by the way, has committed 3 second quarter fouls. The ball comes in. Kramer will bring it into the middle. A running shot by Wade. No good. And a whistle from, again, way outside is going to put Riley Wade at the free throw line. And that is going to be quickly a second foul for Julie Miller. So Julie had gone a long way into this game, over, 15 minutes in before she picked up a foul, and within 15 seconds, she picks up 2. At the line for Benedictine, it'll be Riley Wade. Riley has not scored tonight. She started and gets her first point right there. So Riley puts BC back up by 3. Lady Ravens looking for their 20th point of the game, and it's in. Now 20-16 at 4:44 to play. First and half. In the game for the first time for Peru, we're going to see Natasha Deal. She's a 5'7" sophomore from Winnebago, Nebraska. Now we're going to have a foul on Benedictine's Raina Jasper. It is her first, and it'll be Raven team foul 4. Down to 4.5 to play. Here in the first half, Peru looks to bring it in. Little skip pass over to the right side. Josie Sabatka is also in the game for the first time. She's a sophomore from Tobias, Nebraska. And the ball's going to be lost out of bounds off Jacinta Mosley. Peru State turns it over. Benedictine coming up the floor with it. 4:23 to play in the first half. Again, the Lady Ravens continue with the full court pressure on the inbound. Raina Jasper gets it across the timeline. Looking behind her, can't quickly enough get rid of it. Out on top of the go to Jennifer Jacobs, who's back in. And we're at 4:10 to go before halftime. Jasper with it. Topside it goes to Kramer. She looks it to the free throw line. Grace Dixon turning. Nothing there. They want underneath to Jacobs. She's got the hot hand. 8 on the shot clock. And as Kramer starts to drive in, she is going to be fouled by Danielle Howard. It'll be her first foul, and team fouls now even at 4. We will be shooting free throws for the last 4 minutes of the second quarter. And with that foul, Howard out of the game. Maddie Duncan comes back in. Benedictine is going to bring Michaela Bauman back into the game for Riley Wade. 4 minutes exactly to go in the second quarter. 20-16, Benedictine in front. Women's college basketball here on Kerr. The feed into the middle of the lane. Grace Dixon had it, lost it, and now wrenching it away from her, Caitlin Larry. We'll get a jump ball call. Possession back to the Lady Ravens. 3:50 to go. Our crew here tonight is in no great hurry at all as they administer our game tonight. Here's a drive to the baseline. Back out of top, it'll go to Kramer. She'll knife into the lane, cuts inside her defender, and lays it up and in. That was really pretty play by Allie Kramer. And she's got her 5th point of the game. 22-16 BC. 3.5 to go, first half. Here's a set shot from the left side for 3. It is an air ball caught on the fly by Larry, who tries to follow it up and misses. And a rebound, Grace Dixon. Grace dumps it over to Allie Kramer. Kramer up the floor. 3:20 to go in the half. Kramer just kind of lopes down the right side, comes off the screen, feeds it back into the lane to Jacobs, who is knocked to the floor. And here comes the foul. It took a minute. And the foul is going to be on Josie Sabatka. And Sabatka collects her first foul. Just come into the game, 5'8 sophomore. It is a relatively young Peru State team. Again, a team with a lot of transition in the course of the last 6 months. The free throw is up and good for Jennifer Jacobs, and she's got her 9th point. And in double figures now with 10. 24-16. Benedictine equals, no, and now exceeds its largest lead of the game. They're up to an 8-point lead for the first time this afternoon. I guess it's after six shows, if I can call it this evening. Don't you think? 3:14 to go. Outlet pass. That was a pretty pass up the floor to Maddie Duncan. She will cut to the right side, put up a runner, and it's up and good. Duncan has her first bucket of the game, 24-18 BC. And the up court pass for the Ravens is going to be stolen away. Kaitlin Larry comes up with a steal and dribble it out on top. Kind of steals a glance behind her at Coach Hollering, seeing what he's got in mind. They're going to go to a motion offense. First to the left side, then to the right, back to the left again, the feed to the outside. The shot is on its way for three and perfect. 3-point shot, Maddie Duncan. Duncan has come in and scored 5 points in the last probably 20 seconds, making it 24-21. And we still got 2.5 to go in the second quarter. BC back up court for the basketball. A couple of players coming to the scorer's table, getting ready to come in. Kennedy will drive down to the right side, gets it back behind her. Driving in is going to be. We got a little pushing and shoving, and now more pushing and shoving out there. Don't get a lot of that. Now the officials are going to separate the teams and send them to the side, and they're going to decide how they are going to administer this particular instance with 2:18 to play in the first half. Sabatka had gotten a hold of the arm of a BC player and just refused to let go. The play was over, didn't let go. BC player tries to get up, she didn't let go. When she did let go, she pushed off. And then the officials are going to say, decide what they want to do. 2 minutes and 18 seconds remain to be played here in the opening half of the ladies' game. The guys' team is standing over here in the wings. They'll be coming out soon to warm up. Don't forget their game coming up here at the conclusion of this one. We anticipate around 7:30-ish or so. Kind of what we normally expect it to be. Tomorrow night on Care, we're going to have, at Thursday, men, we're going to have a sports look, you know? Friday night, high school hoops, then Benedictine again on Saturday. Officials have decided to take a time out on the floor, so we're just going to hang on to it right here. We'll be back, I suspect, very, very shortly. 2:18 to go in the half, but again, these two teams probably not in the conference postseason tournament. At 5-13 and 4-14 in the conference. Again, both teams are 8-16 coming into the game here today. Benedict's shooting has improved considerably. They're up to 44% from the floor now at 8-18. But look at Peru. They're 8-28. They have gotten off 10 more shots than Benedict, and we're still a ways before halftime. They have gotten a lot of rebounds, gotten a lot of shots. We'll see how this all shakes out. And frankly, I'm not now. Oh, I see what's going on. We've got one official out of the floor holding the basketball. Now they're replaying this on the old video box over here. Joseph, I think they've got, it looks like an old candy with a CRT screen. And they're trying to look through the graininess and decide if they can determine what happened. They won't. I mean, here's the deal. They always look. never see anything. So we'll see what they elect to come up with here as now the three officials kind of confer among themselves and walk out into the middle of the floor. Do you remember, Joseph, you probably had an old candy computer one time or another. Remember those, like a TR-5 or something like that? Probably had a whopping, what, 64... drive. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the half of the ladies game, and we have been stymied by the officials taking, and now they're going hands in the pockets with one of them's got his hand on his chin, and they're having the longest conversation. I don't know if they're trying to decide who's going to win the NFL championship game Sunday. Who's bringing the chili and who's bringing the saltines? I don't know. But whatever they're doing, taking a long, long time to make it happen. Well, that all said, tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to take a look at the games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this evening. Missouri Valley started early tonight with Park. It was a 4:30 game. We'll get an update on scoring from there for you. Other games all at 5:30. Evangel at Central Methodist. Culver Stockton traveling to Mount Mercy. It is going to be Clark at William Penn. Graceland hosting Grandview. And Baker will be at home with Mid-America. So now the officials over here explaining to the official scorer what is going to happen. And let's see if we'll be able to somehow divine what's going on here. Oh, TRS-80, 4K of memory, oh, and a 25K hard drive. Now you're talking. We're talking like some serious power right there. TRS-80. And here's the beauty of those things. They were like $5,000 or something in 1983, something like that. They were the size of a small Buick. Well, the officials are doing... Here we go. Okay. Well, after all of that, what they're going to do is they're going to call offsetting technical fouls. That's kind of a, I don't know what else to do, so we got to call something. So here's what we're going to do call. So Raina Jasper is going to pick up a technical foul. Also, Natasha Deal for Peru State is going to get a technical foul. It will go to a jump ball scenario. No free throws are going to be shot. Alternate possession, worth it to Peru State. And after all that, nothing happens. Gee, who saw that coming? Here we go up the floor. And three with the basketball. Raymond's leading it by three at 24-21. Three-point shot, looking to tie. In and out, no. Rebound, BC. Nicholson up the floor. Bounce pass. Right side is going to be Kramer. Alley goes all the way to the baseline. Brings it up on top. Kennedy will go to the right side. A running two, short. Rebound tipped out, pulled down, followed up, and home with it. It is Tiana Herrera for two. 26-21. And we're inside 2 minutes finally to play in the opening half. Pass over to the left side. Maddie Duncan for Peru State loses the handle on it. And coming up with it, Kennedy Nicholson. Benedictson comes back on offense. Kennedy eases down the left side. Defended on top by Kylan Larry. Minute and a half to go with a half. Way out on top. Allie Kramer, three wide left. No rebound. Tipped out. Larry comes down with it. Takes a great screen. Drives a coast to coast and lays it off the window and in. Larry. 26-23, and a minute 15 to go. There was a great screen set in the backcourt to spring Kaylin Larry down the floor with no defender in front of her, and we're just over a minute to play in the half. Lady Ravens by three. Driving in is going to be Kramer. She'll twist and turn, and the backside official says that was a travel. Peru will have it in play again. Haley Ingram coming in for Peru State. 1:01 to go, first half of the girls' game. BC's going to press a little bit on the upcourt play. Ingram will bring it up, directs her teammates in front of her to go on down the floor. Goes right side, Maddie Duncan. She'll back away in front of the Benedictine bench. Comes back off on top again to Ingram. Starts left, comes right, goes in. Runner off the window and good. Nicely done. Haley Ingram with five. And a Benedictine lead trimmed to a point at 26-25. 40 seconds left in the half. Peru continues to press. Benedictine continues to struggle with that. Allie Kramer up the floor over to the right side. Bounces it to Kennedy Nicholson around to the left side of Michaela. Here's a three launched from the outside by Kiana Herrera. No good. Peru back up the floor. Shot clock's off. 20 seconds left. Peru is down by one. Looking to try to take a lead into the locker. Ingram, top side. Milk of the clock. It's at nine. Eight before half. Seven. Jumps it over to the right side to Duncan. Feeds it at the baseline. A drop at a shoulder. The shot in traffic is up and missing. Ravens rebound, and it's halftime. It has been wild. It has been woolly. Hasn't necessarily been pretty, but we go to the locker room. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. With the intermission score, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 26, Peru State 25.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
It's halftime here in Peru, Nebraska. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up. We have their game coming up here in a while. But first of all, our focus on the ladies' game. Benedictine up one, 26-25, by a recap of the first half scoring. For Peru State, pretty balanced with Kaylin Larry coming off the bench to lead the way for the Lady Bobcats with seven. Not a beast for Haley Ingram and Maddie Duncan. A four-point half for Danielle Howard. And then two each, Olivia Williams and Samantha Stewart. For Benedictine, what a nice halfman. Started off with a great opening quarter by Jennifer Jacobs. She goes in at halftime with 10. Five of the first half for Allie Kramer. Kennedy Nicholson hits one three-point shot. And the two apiece for Randy Wade, Leah Raines, Kiana Herrera, and Kyra Misuraca. Benedictine played a lot of players. Peru played almost as many. BC was what? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Let me make sure I'm right here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 11 players played for Benedictine. Peru State had 10 different players out on the court. Lady Ravens at halftime hitting 41% of their shots as 9 of 22. Peru, 10 of 32 first half shots. BC, 2 of 7 from the outside. Peru, an icy 1 of 10 three-point shooting. For BC, the reason they're ahead at the free throw line, they are perfect 6 of 6. Tell you what, we're going to take a bit of a break and we'll return again. Guys game coming up after this one. We're looking forward to bringing that one to you as well. But first, second half of the ladies game on tap. We'll be back. Halftime scoring, Peru, Nebraska. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 26, Peru State 25. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the sports studio. Oh yeah, it is a Husker-worthy halftime.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're on the road in Peru State College, Nebraska, in Peru, Nebraska. We'll return to the women's game in just a moment, taking a look at what's on tap on the Care Country sports calendar. We've got SportsLook. SportsLook comes to you tomorrow evening starting right around 5:15 or 5:20. SportsLook is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLook airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, as I mentioned, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we will be on the road with ACCHS as they are at Valley Falls. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine basketball as we've got the Benedictine Ravens playing host to William Penn. Join us at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the women's scores as I have them.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Taking a look outside and around the women's basketball scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have some halftime scores. Right now it's all tied up with Missouri Valley and Park at 32 points apiece. In the Evangel Central Methodist game, Central Methodist is leading at the half, 49 to Evangel's 27. In the Culver-Stockton-Mount Mercy women's game, Culver-Stockton is on top, 37 points to Mount Mercy's 31 at the half. Clark is leading William Penn 37-25 at the half. With 2 minutes and 16 seconds left in the second, it is Grandview at 47 points to Graceland's 29. And with 50 seconds left in the second, it is Mid-America Nazarene leading Baker 34-28. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the radar.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Taking a look at the radar, we've got light rain in the entirety of the CARE listening area. A little bit of lighter rain further south you go. The rain is streaming up from the south. Basically, we've got green on the radar from Pratt, Kansas in a big long arc all the way up through Atchison, Doniphan County, and into Nebraska. We'll be taking a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy tonight with rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 32. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs around 44. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow night 21. Overcast. High of 39 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 48 Saturday. A dusting of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently it's 39.2 degrees Fahrenheit up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. The winds are out of the east, northeast at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 87%. Barometric pressure is currently declining, and we are currently reading 29.94 inches of mercury. Dew point, 36 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind chill or feels like temperature on the skin is 36 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos, but only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Welcome back to the Al Wheeler Activity Center here in Peru, Nebraska. We're on the campus of Peru State University. Halftime of the girls' game. Benedictine in front by the slimmest of margins, 26-25. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, our guy who's keeping tabs on everything going on, kind of getting us through our evening. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couch with the here courtside, and quite literally courtside here at Peru State. Both teams are out of the court, going through three second-half warm-ups, and let me look down through things for the two clubs. We came in, and kind of one of the lead lines was, these two teams are very similar in many, many ways. Right down to the records, 8-16, both teams are 8-16. 5-13 for BC, and 4-14 for Peru in the conference. So you knew that this game was probably going to be close. It is a one-point game at halftime, 26-25, Benedictine in front. You look at the fouls, very similar in the course of the first half. And each team has got one technical foul as they had a little get-together there in the middle of the second quarter. So, again, the second half, absolutely up for grabs. Which team is going to come out stronger in the second half? Which team is going to probably want it more in the second half? That's the one that's going to come with the W here tonight. For Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson with 5 points, but Jennifer, or three, Kramer five, Jennifer Jacobs with 10 points to lead Benedictine. 3 of 4 shooting the basketball from the floor, 4 of 4 at the free throw line. In 13 minutes, she's got a couple of fouls, and they do not have her credited with any rebounds, and I can't imagine that. For the Lady Ravens, 3 rebounds apiece for Kyra Misuraca. and Michaela Bauman and Aaliyah Raines and Kiana Herrera. Grace Dixon even recording a couple of rebounds in 6 minutes of playing time. Peru State, even though they played a lot of players, they still have a few who got all the lion's share. Several of them in there for 2, 3, 5 minutes at a time. But you've got Maddie Duncan, whose 5 points came with 16 minutes of playing time in the first half. So we'll see how deep these two teams are and how much each coach can rely on their bench. As we're set to go to the second half, they'll stop the music. I'm a suspect like that. Abruptly, and as abruptly as that, the ball comes in. Benedictine has it. We're underway. Does appear in the third quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Benedictine with the ball. And they're going to work it around out topside. Here's Jennifer Jacobs. Again, she got the great start in the opening quarter. Here's Riley Wade. Goes to the right. The feet underneath the Kennedy. Nicholson goes right. Jump shot. It's going to be short for Ms. Jiraka. And a rebound is loose on the floor, knocked away by Kyra, but picked up by Maddie Duncan. Threw up the floor with it. Kennedy Nicholson, you're going to have Allie Kramer. Here's a running shot that misses, and a rebound saved by Peru. Riley Wade for Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs, and Kyra Miss Uraka. Peru State is out there with Haley Ingram and Maddie Duncan. Jacinta Mosley, Samantha Stewart, Julie Miller. Each team has got its original starting five in there to begin the second half. And now the pass into the corner gets away from Stewart. It's going to go out of bounds and back to Benedictine. And it might as well have gotten away from her and out of bounds, because as it went out of play, the shot clock expired. Peru did not get a shot off. And we are over a minute into the second half. No additional points. And now on the upcourt play, Kennedy Nicholson is going to be fouled by Maddie Duncan. Duncan will have her first foul of the game. And the first foul of the third quarter by either team. 8:58 to play in the third. It's Don Benedictine by one. BC will bring it in the backcourt. And here comes Allie Kramer. She'll ease the way to the right side. Back to the left. Plays off a screen. And we're going to get an offensive foul call. This is going to be called on Jennifer Jacobs. I said that she played off a screen. Well, according to the official, Jacobs moved a little bit and moved that screen. Jacobs will have her third foul. She's going to have to come out of the game. With 8:50 to play in the third quarter, Benedictine is going to bring Twyla Karras-Quillo into the game. Her family here tonight from all the way down in Verona, Missouri. That is a long trip. Follow away shot for the right side. Julie Miller for two. And she has put Peru in front with her first points of the game. 27-26. Bobcats by one. 8.5 to go in the third, and now Benedictine's Miss Jiraka goes to the baseline, puts up a shot, and it won't go in, but Julie Miller will foul her, and Julie will have her third foul tonight. So each team has one player with 3 fouls, multiple players with 2, and at the strike for Benedictine, it's going to be Kyra Miss Jiraka. Kyra, 1-4, is shooting the ball from the floor tonight, has not had a free throw yet this evening. She'll get her first looks at it right there, out of Mustang, Oklahoma. Just kind of a suburb, basically, of Oklahoma City. The free throw is up, and it is good, and we're tied at 27. Kyra still with that right hand bandaged up from an injury she suffered earlier, but she has done a great job recovering and toughing it out, and the second free throw is up. It is also good, and with those 2 free throws, Benedictine goes back in front, 28-27. Peru State up the floor with it. Ingram having trouble handling the ball. Is going to get it across the timeline. Nearly goes over and back, but apparently did not. Now she's going to square up and launch a 3 that is well short. Miss Jiraka rebounds it down. And with 4 defenders around her, Kyra tries to dribble out of trouble. Cannot. The ball gets away. Taken by Peru, and then Kyra commits a foul. Miss Jiraka will have her first foul. And again, fouls piling up early. We are less than 2 minutes into the third quarter. Benedictine has 2 team fouls. Peru has 2 team fouls. And this could become something of a game of attrition. The thing that's going to change that is in a big collision in the middle. And that's got Haley Ingram from Peru State coming up and checking the dental work, holding her mouth a little bit, and BC in trouble with the ball, and it's going to be anticipated and stolen. Well done, feet across, layup good. That was expertly done by Peru. Benedictine going to have to circle the wagons a little bit. They're going to take a timeout, and we will also. Joseph, a break, coming at 7:52 to go in the third quarter. It is Peru 29, the Lady Ravens 28.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Lady Raiders taking a timeout, and on the floor will come. What are you going to have out there for BC? I see Kyra Misuraca, Twyla Karras-Quillo. You've got Aaliyah Raines out there. Looks like Riley Wade back in the game, and trying to get out is going to be Allie Kramer. Now Benedictine trying to get the ball in play, gets the full court pressure, can't, and it's going to be kicked. And then we'll be putting it in again from deep in the backcourt. And that was very, very near a 5-second call. Finally, we'll put it in play again. And BC continues to have a hard time with the pressure. They'll bring it into Raines. Aaliyah coming up the floor, working against Duncan. No trouble, gets it across the timeline, goes top of the key. Kramer feeds underneath to Kyra. It goes right through her hands. Out of bounds. BC's going to throw it away. So Miss Uraka, unable to handle the pass. It was kind of a rocket. She just could not grab it up. And we've got 7:41 to go. Third quarter. Peru with the basketball, leading it by one. It is 29-28 PSU. Up front with it is going to be Kaylin Larry back in the game. Here's a little follow-away shot at the baseline, and it is going to be wiped off. And a turnover by Peru State again. Tons of whistles in this game. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Now Kramer will bring it up the floor. She gets in front of her defender, feeds underneath, all alone, and Grace Dixon, completely alone, completely undefended, completely unable to hit that shot. And back on the other way, we're going to get an offensive foul called against Peru. Called against Peru. I'm confused. The players on the floor are confused. The only one who's convinced about this is the official, and it's going to be a whistle on Jessica Mosley. It will be her first foul of the game. Peru's third foul of the third quarter. We still got 7:18 to go in the third. This game may take a while because I suspect that certainly at this rate, I can guarantee you a lot of free throws will be taken. Now maybe the number of fouls will subside. That remains to be seen. Here's a running shot from the left side. They're going to get the continuation. Count the driving bucket plus one for Benedictine. Your official coming from the far side. Foul is going to be on Samantha Stewart. Now that will be her third. So two Peru State players with three fouls each. Benedictine has gone back in front off that shot by one. And a chance to add to that is a free throw for Riley Wade is good. And Riley, 3 of 3 at the free throw line, has 5 points. It is 31-29. And we've got 7 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine in front on the road here tonight. Through with it out on top, it's going to be Maddie Duncan taking it to the top of the key, dumps it over to the right side. Driving in is going to be Olivia Williams. She'll take it off the right block, shot up, no good. Rebound BC, and as BC comes down with a basketball, twisting and trying to get away, Riley Wade is surrounded by three defenders, and it will be Olivia Williams collecting a third foul. So now three Peru State players with three fouls each. And I talked a little bit ago. Remember I said this game's going to slow down. We're going to get a lot of free throws. So here we are at 6:44 to go in the third quarter. That is the fifth foul by Peru State. So already Benedictine, 3 minutes and, 16 seconds into the second half at the free throw line for the rest of the quarter. And Randy Wade puts that one up and in. She's 4 of 4 at the line. Riley puts this one on its way. Gets it also. BC at the free throw line, taking advantage of some opportunities presented, goes up by four. They're in front, 33-29 at 6:40 to play. Lady Bombcats into the forecourt, goes left side to Maddie Duncan, comes off on top to Howard. Danielle's runner's up and good. Danielle Howard has six. And it's 33-31. 6:26 left in the half. Left side Raines, in traffic, comes out on top. Twyla over to the right to Riley. She'll cross over with a behind-the-back dribble, take it to the right side, feeds it into the middle. The shot by Grace, good from eight. Grace Dixon's first bucket tonight. 35-31, Benedictine, 6:10 to go in the third quarter. And Peru again up the floor with Caitlin Larry. To the left-hand dribble, works over to the left side, lobs it into the corner. Comes it over to Maddie Duncan. Duncan backs away, gets inside to Riley Wade, puts up the long shot. Air ball short, rebound Benedictine, and then we have a collision underneath. Approved players on the floor. Allie Kramer falls over her, and they're going to call Allie for the foul. Oh, my goodness. It is going to be Kramer picking up her second foul of the game. Benedictine's third foul of the third quarter. So Allie Kramer was knocked down, laying on the floor. The Peru player runs into her, stumbles and falls on top of her, and Allie gets called for the foul. Laying flat on the ground. 5:50 to go in the third. Peru with it out on top. And bring it in at their offensive end. The skip pass into the lane. Back and in is going to be Mosley. She will turn, she will shoot, and Mosley will score. Jacinta Mosley has four. All of them have come in the second half. 35-33, Benedictine. Down to 5.5 to go in the third. Lady Ravens into the forecourt. Reigns will go straight down the lane. Pull up from about 11. Doesn't get it. Rebound tipped out. Mosley picks it up. And we're going to have another Benedictine foul. This one is going to be called on Twyla. So Karis Quilla will have her third foul. And with 5:27 to go in the third quarter, it is becoming more than a little interesting here in this game. 35-33, Benedictine by two. Remarkable stuff that we're seeing here tonight in the Husker State. Here it goes. Peru left side, Danielle Howard double dribbles the basketball. Excellent defense in the middle for BC. Lady Ravens are going to bring Kennedy Nicholson into the game and get a little rest here for Allie Kramer, the junior from Nemaha Central. Ravens up court with the basketball. Still over 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. Become really kind of a wild one here tonight at Peru. Grace Dixon has it on top. Goes into the lane. Pass out on top. It's going to be stolen. Breaking away down the court. Caitlin Larry. Can they catch her? No. Larry for two. Caitlin Larry with the steal and the breakaway. She's got nine, and we're tied at 35. 4:49 to go in the third quarter. Kennedy Nicholson comes up, goes to Twyla, feeds into the middle. Ball gets away. Grace Dixon unable to hang on to it, and then it gets tied up inside. Jump ball called. Possession arrow, Peru State. 35-35 ball game with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Peru back up floor with it. Here comes Caitlin Larry. Caitlin, little skip step as she gets to the top of the key. Goes around Kennedy Nicholson and Benedictine. Chasing the ball handler, and there's a screen set. They're going to call an offensive foul off the ball on Jacinta Mosley, her second foul. Now, Mosley's nose-to-nose with the official up there. She's bigger than the official, by the way. And so it's kind of like nose to forehead, really, with the official. Looking for an explanation because she thought she had been standing there quite a while and was clearly established setting a screen, but the foul called, and this is consistent with how fouls have been called here tonight. So really not necessarily a surprise. Not saying it's right, but it is how they've been calling it all evening. The ball's going to be knocked away from Kennedy, and it takes a minute for these fouls to come. This foul is going to be on Caitlin Larry. So Caitlin will have her first foul tonight. And that's what, 2, 4, 7, or 8 now in the third quarter by Peru State. Benedictine at the line, Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy's only 3 points, came on a second quarter 3-point shot. Her first free throw of the game rolls off no good. Benedictine at the free throw line tonight was perfect up until that one. 11 of 11. This one rolls around and around and around, and it goes in. So 12 of 13, not shabby for BC. It puts them in front by one. And they go up 36-36. 35. And we're still over 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens have committed four fouls, so crew will also be shooting free throws for the rest of the quarter. Here's a three-pointer from the right side, buried by Kaylin Larry, and she's got a dozen points. 38-36 Peru. And we're now down to 3:45 to go third quarter. Nicholson will have it on top. Haley Ingram, literally with a hand on the jersey, holding her defensively. BC comes out on top, trying to jump it. It's missed, and the shot from the top for Reigns will not go. Rebound, pulled down by Peru. Again, Kaylin Larry back up four with it. Hands it on top to Mosley. Mosley dishes it back to Ingram. Peru works the outside. 3:10 left from the top. Mosley one to the three. Instead, drives inside. Nobody touches her until she's laying the shot up, and Benedictine is going to be called for a foul. Mosley really upset with herself for having not hit the shot. Benedictine's Grace Dixon will collect her first foul of the game. Twyla comes out. Grace comes out. Back in for BC will come Kyra Misuraca and Jennifer Jacobs, the starting four and five. Coming to the line, Jacinka Mosley. Her first free throw is good. Mosley with 5 points. All of them have come in the second half. Peru goes up by three. Second free throw's on its way. They go up by four. It is now 40-36 Peru. And we've got 3:05 to play in the third quarter. Now Raymond's turned it over on the inbound, and another quick layup is good by Larry. She has exploded here tonight, having a huge third quarter. And now BC's outlet pass at the other end of the floor is thrown away. Lady Ravens in some trouble. And again, Coach Folsom going to take a timeout to try to get them all on the same page. Taking a break, Joseph, down to 2:53 to go. We're in the third quarter here in Nebraska. Where does Peru State 42, Benedictine 36.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Minutes and 53 seconds to go in the third quarter of the ladies' game, and Peru State, having now forged a six-point lead, it is their largest advantage of the game so far. Come up court with the basketball. On the left side, it's going to be Josie Sabatka. Brings it off on top to Larry. Back over to the right side, Mosley. She goes in, backs in, twists, turns. It's going to be blocked away by Kyra, and Benedictine coming up the floor. Ravens just too slow. Bringing it up is going to be Allie Kramer. Two defenders run her down from behind, one on each side of her, reaching in. Haley Ingram is able to slap the ball away, and Allie just was outrun coming up the floor. BC fortunate, the ball coming off a Peru player, able to put it in play in front of their bench. Kramer goes left side. Here's a baseline jump shot. That's an air ball too strong by Jacobs, and Peru brings it back up the floor with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go, third quarter. All the way to the baseline, left with it is going to come Kaylin Larry. Out on top, Mosley. Mosley being guarded by Kyra. Mosley back on top again, thinks about three, gets it to Sabatkin. 1:55 to go, third quarter. And here's the three. Well, short, chasing her own rebound. She knew she'd missed it. Okay, here's what happens. Jacinka Mosley lines up. Nobody's in front of her. She launches a three. Doesn't hit it. Realizing she knew when she let go of the ball, she wasn't going to hit it. She races to the rim. Nobody's down there. She gets the ball, lays it up and in for two. And on the other end, Kyra Misuraca hits a two. So it is 44-38. Peru State with 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's their drive across, the reverse layup missing, and a Benedictine foul is called. for the Lady Ravens. The whistle is going to be the third foul of the game for Alvin Kramer. So for BC, three players with three fouls each. No one with four. For Peru, three players with three fouls each. No one with four. Kramer out of the ball game for Benedictine. Back in comes Kennedy Nicholson. And at the line, Haley Ingram. First shot rattles in. Ingram with her sixth point of the game is two out of three at the free throw line. Bruce had to bring Samantha Stewart in. My suspicion is it's going to be for the shooter Ingram if she hits this one, which she does. So Ingram hits them both. She's got seven. It goes to a 46-38 lead. And for the second time, Peru goes up by eight. And we've got a minute 15 to go in a third quarter that has just been wild. Here's the pass over to the left side. Slapped out of bounds by Peru. Samantha Stewart, having just come into the game, gets a hand on that, deflects it out of bounds into the crowd across the way. Lady Ravens are going to bring it in again. Deep into the backcourt, they'll go. Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy bringing it up against Danielle Howard. Goes left side, keeps her dribble alive, works all the way to near the baseline. Feeds into the lane, twisting, turning the shot. JJ for two. A dozen points. Jennifer Jacobs, that is her first point of the second half. 46-40. And we're inside a minute to go. Shot clock, though. Ravens are going to get the ball. Here's Mosley thinking about a three. Again, she's being guarded by Miss Shiraka. Just a real odd combination. Here's a shot in and out, no good. Mosley will follow it up, goes right through Kyra and scores it. Jacinka Mosley having a spectacular third quarter. And again, she is a 5'8" redshirt senior, and she is being played at the five down here, basically at the five, working against Kyra at 6'3". What a mismatch. And yet, Peru State takes the ball away, and they're going to be putting it in play again. 1 second between the shot clock and the game clock as we wind down the late moments of the third quarter. Peru looking for a 10-point lead. 14, 13 seconds left, 12. Way out on top is going to be Natasha Deal. Deal jumps it over to the right side. It's going to be Stewart. 6 seconds, now five. Stewart drives in, puts up a runner that misses. Ravens rebound it down. And here's a half-court shot. The buzzer started going off, and then it didn't go off. And Michaela Bauman throws it up kind of half-heartedly from midcourt. And we go to the end of the third quarter. Ravens are going to need a big comeback. We go to the fourth in Peru. It is Lady Bobcats 48, Benedictine 40.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, Peru State goes to the third quarter trailing by one. Comes out of the third quarter leading by eight. 48-40. They outscored Benedictine 23-14 in that quarter. For Peru, leading scorers now Kevin Larry with 14 points and Jessica Jacinka Mosley with 10. For Benedictine, double-digit scoring by Jennifer Jacobs with a dozen. BC's got eight players in the scoring column. Peru State, eight players in the scoring column. Again, we talk about so many similarities between these two teams. They're only playing once this year. By the way, with the, oh, there was that crazy block. And even I'm going to agree with that foul on Kiana Herrera. Kiana squared up, lined up, and then kind of give the little shoulder shiver in the middle. Her second foul, or the first foul of the fourth quarter, belongs to Benedictine, 8 seconds in. Here comes Peru. Benedictine's going to take this road win. They're going to have to come from behind, and they're going to need to start doing it pretty soon. Here's a turnaround shot. Julie Miller gets a pair. Julie has her fourth point of the game. It is a 10-point Peru State lead, 50-40, with 9:40 to go. Lady Ravens up the floor. On the right side is going to be Herrera. The feed, and we'll have a foul on the floor. That may be on Julie. It is. Julie Miller's fourth foul. She is the first player for either team to reach four fouls. And Miller's going to come out. And again, what Coach Ian Holleran has done, he's got one basically natural five tall player on the bench. So what's he going to do? He's going to bring in another guard, and that has really worked for him very well. Here's a running shot for Benedict from the left side. It won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Bauman. She'll feed in the middle of Jacobs. Jacobs needs some help, needs some help. Turn, shoots, misses. And a rebound coming the other way here for Peru State. Wide to the left side is Maddie Duncan. 9:20 to go in the ball game. BC trailing by 10. Ingram has it. For Peru, they can be extremely patient. Run this shot clock all the way down if they would like to. Here's Mosley with it. Shot clock at 8. Out on top is Ingram. She'll try to back in with 4. Gets it to Mosley. Goes back door. Gets shoved. And there's the Benedictine foul. Again, Mosley has beaten all of the big fives in the game for BC. And she has been absolutely outstanding. She had cut back door. Her teammate hits her with the pass, and the defense was to give her a push. Don't give up the layup. Make her earn him at the free throw line. Mosley had 10 points in the third quarter alone. It's the first of two free throws here. It's going to be the first foul of the evening for Michaela Bauman and Benedictine's second fourth quarter foul. Both free throws are mostly good. She's got 12 now. Lady Ravens down a dozen, 52-40, and we're 8:40 to play. Here comes Twyla. She'll work it across the left side. Dish it down low. Reigns the runner, and it won't go in. She's going a little too fast now. BC gets it to Kennedy off the offensive rebound, and it's Nicholson for two. So BC is on the board for the first time in a long time. We're at 8:20 to go in the game. It is 52-42, Peru State. Tomcats with the lead with the basketball. They'll take it all the way down the left side. Put up a runner off the block. It's up and good. And knocking that one down is going to be Samantha Stewart, her fourth point of the game. Lady Ravens cannot just be trading buckets. They trail by a dozen again at 54-42. On the other end, here it's up and good for Jennifer Jacobs, and she's got 14. And Benedictine is going to take a timeout coming off that shot. Joseph, a break, if you would be so kind, here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. There's 7:57 to go in the ladies' game. It is Peru 54, Benedictine 44.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
The 57 to go. 54-44, Peru State in front. Lady Ravens, can they come back in this? Absolutely. But again, they're going to have to get started pretty shortly, and they've got a hill to climb. Toward that end, Coach Folsom has out on the court Aaliyah Raines and Kennedy Nicholson, Twyla Karras Quillo, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Wade. Peru brings the ball up court right now. Kaylin Larry, probably my player of the game for Peru. She's coming off the bench. And now here's a feed into the middle and a quick shot up and good. Josie Zabotka's first point of the game. And it's now 56-44. And every time the Ravens score, Peru comes right up. And now the ball is anticipated up the court by Mosley. She picks off the pass, brings it down the right side. Accelerates to the middle, looks inside, no shot there. Brings it back behind her, down to the right side off the block. No room there. Feeds across to the left side. The layup with the left hand is up and good as a bounce pass across the lane. Feeds it to Samantha Stewart. She's got 6. Lady Ravens down trail 58-44. 7:14 to go in the game. Here's Twyla. Kicks it over to Kennedy. Nicholson shakes her head in the middle of whatever they were working on she was not good with. Gets it out to Riley Wade. Wade will go left side. Twyla. A little bit of a head fake. Feeds in the middle. Jennifer Jacobs, shot, good, JJ for two more. She's having a great game, 16 points, 58-46. 6:45 to play. Here's Mosley on top. Gets it to Larry. Back to Mosley. Attacks the lane. Shoots. Doesn't get it. That's a rare miss for her. And BC will outlet it up the floor. Here comes Rage. Stops. Hands up. Knocked away from behind and again. Peru State, you look at the floor, they don't look incredibly athletic, but they are really fast. And again, the defender comes from behind, up the court, outruns the ball handler, and knocks it away from behind. So Benedictine will bring it into the baseline. We're down to 6.5 to go in the game. It comes into the right side to Riley. Wade will go into the lane, squares up, shoots. It's no good, but she gets fouled, and we'll get a couple of free throws. For the Lady Ravens coming from behind like this, they're going to have some of those three-point plays. That is going to be the fourth foul on Samantha Stewart for Peru State. So two Peru players with four fouls. She will come out, and Haley Ingram back in, the starting point guard, who has no fouls and does have 7 points tonight. Riley is at the line, 7 points, and the free throw not going to go in. She hit her first five of the night before that miss. She's got one more coming here with 6:32 to play. Second free throw, in and out, no. Bobcats, Sobotka rebounds it down, and again, it's going to be Larry up the floor. Feeds it to the right side, underneath, the shot goes up, and Jennifer Jacobs coming in late. A big sweeping arm motion will put Olivia Williams at the free throw line for a couple of free throws. Jacobs will have her fourth foul, the first Lady Raven to reach four. So Jacobs is going to come out. Miss Uraka back in for Benedictine. 6:23 to play. Olivia Williams, the 5'10" junior from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Lefty, rainbow shot good. One more free throw coming up for Williams. That was her third point of the game. Olivia eyes it up again. Second one, flip the same way, same result, gets them both. 60-46. For the second time, Benedictine trailing by 14, but now with only 6:20 to play. Lady Ravens up the floor. Allie Kramer swings it over to Twyla. Now kicks it to Wade. She'll look to the middle. Feeds Twyla. Goes baseline. Double team. Puts it through him anyway and scores. First point of the game for Twyla Carasquillo. It is 60-48, and we are at 6 minutes left. Larry comes down, puts up a runner, knocks it in. And right now, Peru State, pretty much whatever they're putting in the air, is going through the back bucket. 16 points for Kaylin Larry. 62-48, and again, the 14-point differential. 5:40 left. BC on offense. Twyla goes across to the free throw line, dumps it over to the left side to Riley. Wade will work toward the top. Looking for Kramer, can't get it there. Great defense by Kaylin Larry. And finally, we're going to get a foul on Larry. The defense was really close, really tough, and then it got a little too close and a little too tough. It'll be Kayla's second foul tonight. Third fourth quarter foul by Peru. Both teams have got three fourth quarter fouls. The Ravens are going to bring it in to Miss Uraka, who puts a shot up, hits the bottom of the backboard, had no idea of her location on the floor, and BC will give it back to Peru. 5:20 to go. Ravens down 14. Driving into the lane. Shot's going to be rejected by Miss Uraka. And now the ball is on the floor, and Kyra dives for it. And it is going to get away and go out of bounds. 5:12 left. BC is going to switch out Reigns and put Kennedy Nicholson back in. 62-48. Official's going to stop playing for a minute. There's a couple of players that tumble to the floor, and they're going to have custodial and janitorial down here toweling things down a little bit. There's just kind of pointing spots on the floor. It's like when you have somebody washing your window in your car and you're inside, you point at the little dirt spots. That's kind of what the official was doing, kind of pointing. Now you got to rub that here. You got to kind of buff that down a little bit more there. Here comes BC up court with it. 5 minutes to play. Kennedy Nicholson has it left side, guarded very closely by Kylan Larry. Brings it to the right side. Kramer, Alley goes baseline, being bumped and ridden all of the way. Puts a shot up in traffic that won't go in, and we're finally going to have the foul called. And here's the thing. Ravens are going to We're going to have a turnover by Benedictine. We are. So the Lady Ravens will turn it over, and Peru has the ball, leading by 14. 4:40 to go. Here's a running shot. It's going to be up and good. Josie Zabotka has four. It is now 64-48. BC down 16 at 4.5 left. Nicholson topside. She'll swing it left. Kramer backing in. No room. Comes out on top. Wade drives in. Goes inside the defender. Shoots and misses. Rebound. Miss Shiraka can't handle it. She'll tumble to the floor, but never had a hand on the basketball. It goes out of bounds. Back it will come to Peru State. Shock, the game clock was off for a minute on one end of the floor. They got to plug back in, and we've got 4:08 to go. Here comes Peru. Healy Ingram to Larry. Goes three. Rebound. Going to go out of bounds. Off Bradley Wade. Peru will have it in with 20 on the shot clock, and we have less than 4 minutes to go. Back into the lineup for Benedictine is going to come and lay a Reins. Reins, two fouls, 2 points tonight. Also coming in for Benedictine, we're going to see Michaela Bauman. One foul, no points for Michaela tonight. Jim's getting pretty quiet. It's going to come in on the left side to Peru. Jacinka Mosley. Mosley's been very good tonight, as has Caitlin Larry. Larry will come free throw line. Goes back behind her, Zabotka. Here's a three from the right side, dagger. Wow, Haley Ingram, 10 points. The lid's blown off of this one. It is 67-48 with 3.5 to go. BC over to the right side. Alec Kramer looks inside, starts baseline, dribbles it off on top. When you get a big lead like this down defensively, you've got a little more latitude. Here's a shot for Benedictine. It is going to go off the backboard. It was wide to the right side, but goes in for three, and now with a foul away from the ball, the officials will confer, was there a shot? We have seen this similar play earlier tonight, and the shot was taken away and the foul assessed. Are they going to do one or the other or both? And again, the officiating crew here tonight, not really speedy. 3:25 to play. And now we're going to go to the video. Well, that's important to do. With 3:25 to go, a 19-point ball game, and we're gonna have a review. Joseph, I'm gonna let you handle this for just a brief moment. What do you say? Let's take a timeout. We're in Nebraska. We're with 3:25 to go in the game. As there's an official review going on, it is Peru State 67, Benedictine 48.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Okay, welcome back. Now, as we come back, the officials come over to the score here, and what they're going to say is the basket is going to be real good by Riley Wade, so it is now 67-51, and a foul by Jacinka Mosley will give the Ravens the ball, and they'll inbound it, and it's up and in for Twyla. She's got four. So the Ravens up with a quick five-point burst for Benedictine, and it's 67-53, and Benedictine pressure is going to force a turnover in midcourt. And we're going to get a Peru timeout. So Coach Holler and saying, wait a minute, ladies. We've got got a big lead. We can't let it get away. He's going to take a break. Joseph, we're going to take one more. 3:16 left in the ladies' game. Peru 67, Benedictine 53.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything.
Hey, welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, we're down at 3:16 to go in the girls' game. It is Benedictine basketball coming in from the far side with Michaela Bauman doing the inbound work, and she'll bring it in just into the backcourt to Raina Jasper. Raina with the shoulder-high dribble, feeds in the middle of Grace. Dixon has it across the free throw line. Behind her it goes. Driving in is going to be Raines. Puts up the shot. Is too soft. And a rebound results in a Benedictine foul. The whistle is going to be on Grace. And for Dixon, it'll be foul number two. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul four in the fourth quarter. And we're at 3 minutes left. BC's going to press a little bit on the inbound. Kaylin Larry will come up to midcourt. She will collide and she will throw the ball away. She thought she got fouled. The officials did not, and the Ravens are going to have it in at midcourt. They'll reset the shot clock, and we've got 2:58 to go. And again, it comes in, and Raina Jasper handles the basketball. Raina had a Garnett, Kansas, a 5'6 sophomore. BC out on top. That's going to be Grace with it. 2:45 left in the game. Shot clock now at 18. Raines went back in, twist and turn, can't get a shot off, feeds it to the free throw line. It'll come back out on top to Bauman. Michaela, underneath to Twyla, shoots and gets a Twyla for two more. She's got six, all of them in the fourth quarter. 67-55, 2:27 to go. And BC with the steal. Grace Dixon gets it to Twyla. Up it comes Benedictine on offense. The feed across, the ball's got to be taken away. And that was an ill-advised pass by Jasper. Down the court it comes. This block, no, big collision. And his body's crashed to the floor. Let's see where this foul is going to go. Probably against BC and probably on Aaliyah Raines. So for Benedictine, Aaliyah Raines will have her fourth foul. And at the line, Kaylin Larry. She's one of two at the free throw line tonight, but it's got 16 points. That free throw's good. So 17 for Larry, and we're just over 2 minutes to go. Larry's a left-hander, by the way. She'll square it up, launch it up, and gets the roll. 69-55 at 2:08. Twyla puts it in play. That was a good little look-off. Twyla looking right, and then throws it to the left side. Gets it to Raines, who brings it up the floor. Now Twyla will handle it up top side. Behind her it goes, Raina Jasper. Raina over to Carasquillo. Comes out on top to Grace. Back over to the right side it comes. Raines on top. Little stutter step. Dumps it baseline left. Bauman, baseline shot, new. And a rebound cleared away by Peru State. Sabatka comes down with the basketball, and the Bobcats into the forecourt with Samantha Stewart. And we've got a minute and a half to go. Stewart turns first to the left side, comes back over to the right. They'll go on top side to Sabatka. Now here's a 17-footer. It's good, Haley Ingram. She's got a dozen, 71-55. A minute 20 to go. Down with it will come Raines. Aaliyah off the window, and again, too soft, gets her own rebound, kicks it over to Bauman. She'll put it up too strong, rebounding it down, Peru. Mosley comes down with the basketball. 1 minute to play. Ingram started to the left side, worked to the right, gets bumped, and a blocking foul on Raina Jasper. It'll be Raina's third foul of the game. And to the line for Peru State will come Haley Ingram. Ingram has 12 points. She is 3 out of 4 at the free throw line tonight. This one is good. And for Peru State, we're going to recheck these numbers. They've got to be getting just better and better. The second one is up. It is also good. And back up with it. Here comes BC. Skip pass to the right side. Way underneath is Dixon. kicks it to Twyla. 16-footer, very short. Rebound, Grace has it. She gets tied up by Danielle Howard, who is much smaller. Danielle is a 5'8 freshman. And we get a timeout? Yeah. We're going to get a timeout here, Joseph, with 40 seconds to play in the game. Peru's taking a break. It is Bobcat 73, Benedictine 55.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back. Coming out of the Peru timeout, they'll have the ball down the right side. They lead by 18 with half a minute to go. A little surprised by the timeout taken, but I'm sure Coach has a very solid reason for that. And driving into the lane, little runners up and no good. Benedictine's going to board it down. Here they come up the floor, outlet right side. Reyna passes up a shot, feeds it underneath. Dixon misses badly. Rebound Peru State. That's probably going to about wrap it up. So Peru State will clear it down. Final score tonight, the Peru State Lady Bobcats 73, Benedictine 73-55, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Hey, we're with you in the Al Wheeler Activity Center in Peru, Nebraska. We're in the opening game of the night. Peru State Lady Bobcats come back from behind. They trailed by one at halftime, but exploded in the second half to take the game 73-55. Let's recap the scoring for you, shall we? First of all, for Peru State. Wow. Tell you what, Caitlin Larry was outstanding tonight. 18 points in the win. 14 for Haley Ingram. A dozen tonight for Jacinta Mosley. All of those for Mosley came in the second half where Peru State was just dominant. Following them, it was half a dozen apiece for Danielle Howard and Samantha Stewart. Five tonight, Maddie Duncan, Olivia Williams, Josie Sabatka, and Julie Miller, each with four. For Benedictine, 16 for Jennifer Jacobs, eight in the opening quarter. So Jennifer with 16, double figures also. Riley Wade ends with 10. It drops to six each for Kennedy Nicholson, Twyla Carasquillo, and Kyra Misuraca. And then two apiece tonight, Aaliyah Raines, Kiana Herrera, and Grace Dixon. Benedictine, as Peru State goes to 9-16 and 5-14, Benedictine drops to 8-17 and also 5-14 in the conference. We're going to take a little bit of an intermission. We'll be back. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll be bringing you Benedictine basketball, the guys' club, coming up here before long. Getting the final score in the ladies' contest. It was Brew Sink 73, Benedictine 55. We're kicking it back to Jones of the Medicare Sports Studio. Men's college basketball coming up in about 17 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.